Greetings in the precious and wonderful name of Jesus, my friends. This morning I am in Jeremiah 35, and we are reading about the Rechabites. And if you have been listening in this week, we have laid a background. We have studied the Rechabites, the Kenites, which were the tribe that the Rechabites were a part of. And here we are now in Jeremiah chapter 35, a chapter on the Rechabites, and I want to read it to you, at least most of it here this morning, and we will talk about the lesson that God has for us here, the primary lesson. The word which came unto Jeremiah from the Lord in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, Go unto the house of the Rechabites, and speak unto them, and bring them into the house of the Lord into one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink. Then I took Jaazaniah, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Habazaniah, and his brethren, and all his sons, and the whole house of the Rechabites, and I brought them into the house of the Lord, into the chamber of the sons of Hanan, the son of Igdaliah, a man of God, which was by the chamber of the princess, which was above the chamber of Maaseiah, the son of Shallum, the keeper of the door. And I set before the sons of the house of the Rechabites pots full of wine and cups, and I said unto them, Drink ye wine. But they said, We will drink no wine. For Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, Ye shall drink no wine, neither ye nor your sons forever. Neither shall ye build house, nor sow seed, nor plant vineyard, nor have any, but all your days ye shall dwell in tents, that ye may live many days in the land where ye be strangers. Thus have we obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, in all that he hath charged us to drink no wine all our days, we, our wives, our sons, nor our daughters, nor to build house for us to dwell in, neither have we vineyard, nor field, nor seed. But we have dwelt in tents, and have obeyed, and done according to all that Jonadab our father commanded us. But it came to pass, when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up into the land, that we said, Come, and let us go to Jerusalem, for fear of the army of the Chaldeans, and for fear of the army of the Syrians. So we dwell at Jerusalem. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Go, and tell the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, Will ye not receive instruction to hearken to my words, saith the Lord? The words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, that he commanded his sons not to drink wine, are performed. For unto this day they drink none, but obey their father's commandment. Notwithstanding, I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but ye have not hearkened. Ye have not hearkened unto me. I have sent also unto you all my servants the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, Return ye now every man from his evil way, and amend your doings, and go not after other gods to serve them. And ye shall dwell in the land which I have given to you and to your fathers. But ye have not inclined your ear, nor hearkened unto me. Okay, I am going to stop there for today, and just like to consider a few things here. Like we said this week, the Rechabites never were fully integrated into the Israelites or the tribe of Judah, but they dwelt there in the land of Israel. And it even says here in the one verse that they moved to Jerusalem for fear of the armies, knowing that they would have safety there. But Jonadab, he did a remarkable thing to preserve his family, preserve the children and grandchildren and those that would come after. He charged them not to drink wine, not to build houses, not to have vineyards, or field, or seeds, but to dwell in tents. So, these were people that were not partying away. They were not given to a luxurious lifestyle. They were not given to pleasure, drinking no wine. They were not wealthy people. If they just had tents, didn't have houses, they didn't have vineyards and fields. So what Jonadab did, I believe, he recognized the movement of God. He recognized what God was doing, how he was bringing his people into the land of Canaan and driving out the ungodly nations, the nations in rebellion against God, the nations in idolatry and in all kinds of wickedness. And the Rechabites, they had a fear of God. They had the wisdom to acknowledge that what God was doing, they would better not stand against it. Judaism was a tribal religion back then. If you weren't born into Israel, then you would probably never be a part of it. I think you could have been, perhaps, especially later on. But in this time, it probably was highly unusual. Maybe not even considered something that could be done for tribes outside of Israel to join Israel. So what Jonadab did, he tried to make sure that no one would stand in the way of God and his program and his people. And he wanted to make sure that his children and those coming after would not rise up in competition against the children of God. I believe that was his reason for doing this. We read there in it's in verse 7. The reason that Jonadab commanded his sons in this way says that ye may live many days in the land where ye be strangers. He recognized that they did not have right ownership of this land and that they were strangers. They were just there as people that didn't really have any rights. So they would stay away from any kind of lifestyle that would bring them to riches and would bring them to a competitive lifestyle against the Israelites, so that they would stay poor and live a basic life, probably serving the Israelites. I don't know. I don't want to assume too much, but I think you get the point. And I think we'll leave that for tomorrow. But the lesson, the true lesson that God had for the Israelites in Jeremiah 35 concerning the Rechabites, the lesson here was this, that if Jonadab had a following of his sons and grandsons and so forth, because he commanded them what to do, what not to do, if Jonadab could have a following, why could God not have a following with his people? If Jonadab's sons obeyed him, why were the people of God not obeying their father, God? Why, if the Rechabites were so ready and willing to listen to their father, why were the people of God not willing to listen to their heavenly Father, who had so much better laws and so much more wisdom and so much more of an everlasting program? So we can bring that lesson right home this morning, right to our hearts. Who are we listening to? We can look at the Rechabites and how they were willing to obey their father. And let's take this lesson in the way that God intended it to be, that we, as the people of God, would be willing to listen to God when he speaks to us, and he does through his word, through his preachers, and in many ways he speaks to us. Are we willing? We should be. We must be. You and I, we must be willing to hear God, to hear his laws, to embrace his laws, to love his word, and to walk in his word obediently, day after day, year after year, our whole lifetime. That's what God wants from us. That is what he wants, that we obey him, that we have our ears tuned to what he has to say, and what he had to say to our fathers, perhaps, or our forefathers, those that have faithfully gone before us, those that understood the will of God and were in the will of God, and they commanded us to do things that are in the will of God. That's what God wants, that we obey him, that we keep his commandments. And then I think that's it for today. I hope that you understood the lesson well, that God wants us to obey him. And tomorrow, we will be here again in Jeremiah 35, Lord willing, and wrap up our study for this week. May the Lord bless you. And again, let's obey our Heavenly Father.